Okay, welcome to the... I think this will be the fourth edition of Beard Talk. Jack Cornell was the first three editions of Beard Talk.
Right.
I've asked players. Nate really said you needed to be the beard guy for the team this year.
Okay.
So I'm talking with Hugh Thornton. I better say that. Hugh is the nominee for the new beard guy on the team. How long have you been growing this beard out? So like a couple weeks now?
Well, I had it shaved.
Yeah.
After spring ball and beginning of the summer. And then I was like, you know, I got to grow it out.
Yeah.
So I grew it out, started growing it out, and... You know, probably about mid-June, started growing it and haven't touched it since.
Okay, good. So you're going to keep it throughout the season?
No doubt.
Okay, good. And Jack and I always talk about how the beard gave him more power.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think there's any coincidence that you're left tackle now after growing the beard, because obviously it's made you, what, 25%
better? 25%
better,
faster, stronger,
smarter. That's right. Okay, favorite celebrity beard?
I'm a funny guy.
Okay.
I like Galifianakis.
Okay. I'm a big Galifianakis fan myself. Good. Good work. Any beard grooming tips?
Don't touch it.
So you don't cheek shave, don't neck shave, just everything else.
And if you don't like it, then you can go somewhere else.
Okay, good. See, now, Jack always said for his girlfriend he had to shave his cheek a little bit and shave the neck a little bit.
Jack was a little soft.
Oh, Jack was soft.
Yeah.
Jack, if you're listening to this, that was Hugh Thornton saying you're soft.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
He had a soft spot for the ladies. I'm heartless.
You're heartless.
I'm heartless. And this beard is part of my identity.
Okay, so it's beard power all year.
All year.
Full blown, that's it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, one more question. Is there anybody on the team that may be a little soft like Cornell a little bit, who could gain some strength by growing their beard out?
That is a great question.
Yeah?
And I don't want to sell anybody out.
Okay. Well,
but
I'm just going to put this on the internet. So
I'm
going
to have to go with Simon
Savanovic. Did you say that right? Everybody around here is like, Savanovic?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
Yeah.
So he could definitely gain some power from it. You know, he's a good guy, but a beard would make him a lot tougher.
Yes, that's right. What about Heitzel? He's got a little bit of a beard, right?
Heitz is like Jack Cornell's older son that nobody likes.
Okay. Did you hear that? That was Hugh Thornton saying that.
But I love him.
Yes.
I love him.
Yes.
At the same time.
And what about Feldmeyer's got a little goatee thing going on?
Feldmeyer's untouchable.
His
beard is definitely superb.
Yeah.
So if you want another beard edition,
okay,
or beard blog, Jake Feldmeyer,
okay,
he's also in the running.
Okay. And then I guess that does Graham have anything going on? He's just a few patches here and there.
We're about 21-22.
Yeah,
supposed to be growing here.
Yeah,
Graham's not growing so much.
that's sad for Graham.
Exactly. So he's got a baby beard.
Okay.
It could come along maybe a couple years.
A little peach fuzz. Yeah. Okay. Well, if you could call Graham Peach Fuzz for the rest of the year, I'll run with that on Twitter.
Okay, Peach Fuzz. I like it.
Okay, we'll go with that.
Peach Fuzz.
Thank you. This has been Beard Talk. Appreciate it with Hugh Thornton.
That's got to be.